Good morning, guys. Welcome back. My name is Ketan. Now, I had a very interesting experience recently. In one of the conversations recently, she spoke about how difficult it was for her to continue with her goal.
She set up this 12-month goal for herself, and now suddenly she was not comfortable with them. She wanted to make a change. Something was troubling her. Now, I of course asked a question to her, saying that what is that you want to do? Now she said that I think I need to redefine my goals. And I asked her, okay, and what's the reason behind you considering something like this? And she said, the entire world is changing. Things are beyond our control. Everybody seems to be changing their goals. So I should also be doing that. Now, I asked her, how important these goals are for you? And she said, pretty much, this is almost like my lifeline, the goal, the 12-month goal that I've set for myself. It will define who I become. What do I stand for? That moment, I shifted a conversation. I remember she spoke about her kid going to class 9th, and I diverted the conversation there, and I asked her, so how is the school thing going with COVID happening? A lot of changes are happening there, right? She said, yeah, we're worried. We don't know how exactly is he going to continue with his education, because it's important here. We all want him to continue with his education, but there seems to be no other option. I said, okay, so are you considering dropping a year for him? She almost jumped off her chair saying, what are you even talking about? Why would we do that? I said, why not? And she said, this can't happen. We have set a goal for my kid. It is extremely crucial. It is non-negotiable. We will focus on how to get there rather than worrying about how to even extend this by a year. And I said, no, I just thought because if you're doing something like that to your goal, you may be considering a similar option for your kid. That's exactly what you're doing for your goal, aren't you? There was a pause. She got the message. She understood where I was coming from. And this is what she had to say. Looks like I'm focusing on looking at the easy option just because everyone else is taking an easy option. Should I be the one also taking an easy option? Bang on, she was absolutely there. And she said, I am not now going to focus on the how rather than why can't I? It's a huge shift. What this does is something like a how actually shifts the problem from a victim mindset to a accountability mindset. There's a book that I've been reading recently. It's called the O's Principle, O-Z Principle. Now, this is how they define accountability. Accountability is rising above the circumstances and doing whatever it takes, of course, within the bounds of ethical behavior, to get results you want. Now, if you're one of those people who is really considering giving up a goal that you had set for yourself just because things seems to be out beyond your control, take a moment, pause for a moment and think, is it really the reason, or is it somewhere you are giving up on it because that goal any which ways has been very, very demanding? This is the point to ponder upon. Remember, when you shift your focus from I can't to how, magic happens. Stay safe, do well. Thank you so much for your time.